Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for the 27th day of the month of February, year 2022. We appreciate the Lord for what he has been doing using this high voltage prayer program to do. And if you are joining us for the first time, this is high voltage prophetic and prayer program. And this program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. We appreciate the Lord for all the testimony we have received. And I want to sincerely thank those who have been sending this voice audio to their friends also. And their friends have been blessed. I receive a lot of calls, a lot of text messages. And I bless the name of the Lord for the feedback we are having, giving us the confidence of the mighty power of God to answer the prayers and showing us the finger of God in operation. We pray that God will do more in our lives in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord and give God the glory. Take any songs of praises you love and worship the Lord with it. Bless the Lord and magnify the Lord. Bless the name of 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 the Lord. Worshiping and appreciating. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. Oh, for his mercies endure right forever. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Take any songs of praises you love yourself. And I appreciate the Lord with it. Bless the name of the Lord. 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 Mighty Father. Mighty Father, we thank you. Mighty Lord, we thank you. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. And worship his holy name. Begin to bless the Lord. Let's worship him. Let's appreciate him. Let's give him the glory. He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy to be adored. He is worthy to be magnified. He is worthy to be worshipped. Bless his name. La grabo sandaya liki dili soto. Ambrakande li senturi amaraba kadia. Limprokodun soto di baraba. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to worship the Lord. Begin to magnify him. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you adoration. Bless his name. Bless his name. I want you to appreciate God. I want you to worship his name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. You are mighty. You are good. You are great. You are kind. You are faithful. You are mighty God. There is no one like you. We bless your name. Just begin to worship the Lord. Let's take a time to worship him. Take a time to worship the Lord. Aha. Let's go on. Worship the Lord now. Aha. La krabasaba. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Shout out.
No man can see the end of your glory. No man can see the end of your power. As far as the heavens stand above the earth, you are exalted, unlimited God. As far as the heavens stand, standing above the earth, you are exalted, unlimited God. You are exalted,
unlimited God.
unlimited God. You are exalted. You are exalted. You are exalted. Unlimited God.
I appreciate the King of Glory. Worship Him. Thank Him. Ma para bara 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 sunto tele bara bu indi liboro bu sunto di ka indi le kindi liboro bu sunto di ka deba la kara bara busa limbra busa pra kata la ba limbro kotalia makangra kata la bara bara ba sande liboro bu sunto di ka deba libara kata ah uba la kindi liboro sunto di ka deba.
No man can see the end of your glory. No man can know the end of your power.
Makati, lembro to soto ya katabaraba. The sento lembro to soto katabaraba. Aha.
Stand above the earth. You are exalted.
Ah.
Unlimited God.
Mm.
Stand above the earth, you are exalted. Unlimited God, you are exalted. You are exalted. You are exalted. Unlimited God, you are exalted. You are exalted. You are exalted, unlimited God. When I think that I have
Yakapo Santa la bara 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 bo, idulisi para bo Santa ya la bara. Limbra kala bara 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 bo, sunti liboro kun kari kari ka. Maga gaga gara bara bara bo. Mesu tu ya makandi liboro bo sunti li kada bara bo. Thank you Father, you are exalted. Unlimited God, you are exalted. Unlimited God, landa gala gala gara gara bara bara sunto kai. Imburu sunto ya kata para bo sunto kai. Ibiale kada landro ko santa ya bara bara. Thank you Father, thank you Father, thank you Father, thank you Father, thank you Father. Ah, nasa gara bara bara. Ibu sunto kai. Oh, you are exalted. You are exalted. You are exalted. Unlimited God. You are exalted. You are exalted. You are exalted. Unlimited God. Aha. Appreciate the Lord, worship the Lord, give God the glory. Our Father is faithful, bless His name, appreciate Him, worship Him wherever you are, lift Him up. He's worthy to be praised, He's worthy to be exalted. There is no one like Him. Mighty God will bless you. Thank you for everything. We worship you, Father. We bless you. Your name is Yahweh. We appreciate you. We give you glory. Thank you, Father. There is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. You are great God. There is nothing you cannot change, O Lord. You are mighty Father. There is nothing you cannot reach, O Lord. Mighty Father. There is nothing you cannot heal. You are great God. There is no one you cannot save, Lord. We bless you. Jehovah Baba, we thank you. Chineke God, we appreciate you. Magara bara 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 bara. Libro Rosoteria Barabusa. All power belongs to you, Lord. All power belongs to you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, worshiping. Thank you, adoring. It's worthy of our praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, I want you to wear the garment of a warrior as we enter into this prayer section. As we pray now, that God's hand will begin to move and every yoke shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and begin to say, Lord Jesus, envelope me with your fresh fire in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, envelope me with your fresh fire. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, envelope me with your fresh fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I cover my life and my family with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover my life and my family with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover my life and my family with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover my life and my family with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover my life and my family with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, arrow of witchcraft, fire into my life. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of witchcraft, fire into my life. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of witchcraft, fire into my life. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of witchcraft, fire into my life. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of witchcraft, fire into my life. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name. We pray. Every covenant meeting organized against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every covenant meeting organized against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every covenant meeting organized against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every covenant meeting organized against me, scatter in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, powers going naked to curse me, in the name of Jesus. Powers going naked to curse me, in the name of Jesus. Powers going naked to curse me, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers that vow to disgrace me at all cost, you are a liar, in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow to disgrace me at all cost, you are a liar, in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow to disgrace me at all cost, you are a liar, in Jesus' name we pray. There's a document of somebody that is being sat upon. I want the fellow to pray this prayer. Say, you strong man sitting on my document of breakthrough, be unseated and tired in the name of Jesus. You strong man sitting on my document of breakthrough, be unseated and tired in the name of Jesus. You strong man sitting on my document of breakthrough, be unseated and tired, be unseated and tired in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil hand on my head, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand on my head, wither, 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 wither in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, evil hand on my career. If you are a businessman, put your business. Evil hand on my career, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand on my career, on my ministry, wither, 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 wither in Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers polluting the heart of my helpers against my life, in the name of Jesus. Powers polluting the heart of my helpers against my life, in the name of Jesus. Powers polluting the heart of my helpers against my life, in the name of Jesus. Powers polluting the heart of my helpers against my life, in Jesus' name we pray. All those that have planned to help me, hear the word of the Lord. Begin to help me now in the name of Jesus. All those that have planned to help me, we hear the word of the Lord. Begin to help me now. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. Any power using witchcraft to attack my destiny helpers, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to attack my destiny helpers, in the name of Jesus. Any powers using witchcraft to attack my destiny helpers, in Jesus' name we pray. Arrow of tragedy and sorrow, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of tragedy and sorrow, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of tragedy and sorrow, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name we pray. You accident plan for any member of my family, backfire in the name of Jesus. The accident plan for any member of my family, backfire in the name of Jesus. The accident plan for any member of my family, backfire in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Something is happening to that fellow there. All evil plan against your family has backfired. Say, every hidden covenant assigned to disgrace me, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant assigned to disgrace me, break in Jesus' name we pray. There's somebody under depression. You have used drug, but the doctor could not find what is happening to you. It's a curse that was laid on your family. I break that curse now, and I command depression to depart from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command your generation to be set free. Rest away in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the Son of the Man set free, he shall be free indeed. Therefore, I command your generation to be set free now. The provision of freedom has been given by the Lord. Therefore, be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha. Beloved, a few days ago, I started giving a lecture or a kind of a topic that I think is very, very necessary that we have to address that. Why this topic is because of a lot of situations that people face. And many people could not find solution to this problem or battles. Instead of looking for a right quarters to get solution, they enter into more battles. They enter into the battle, and their problem become like onion type of problem that you have to peel the first layer, second layer, third layer before you can get to them. These are complicated issues. Many of them enter into some covenant again instead of getting out of a covenant. The Bible says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Freedom is only through the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 8 verse 36. We need to understand that one. That is why we have been taking the journey back to our foundation. You know, taking the journey back to your foundation. Taking the journey back to your root. And I've explained to you that your root is your foundation. According to Psalm 11 verse 3, your root is your foundation. Your root is the beginning of your life. Your root is the combination of the history of your father's house and the history of your mother's house. So your root is the spiritual history of your ancestors. Your root is what your ancestors prepared for you. That is what I have explained to you. You may need to listen to the first or to the part one or part two to understand what we talk about your root. Your root also is the understanding of the place where you were born. Your root also is the way you were born. Your root also is what happened to you when you were in the womb. Your root also is the way you were conceived. Your root also is the meaning of the name you bear. You need to understand all this deep, deep mystery. Your root is also the way your placenta was handled. All this will always generate a problem if it's not addressed very well. And I've told you right now that for you to address your root, for you to go back to your foundation, for you to go back and address that root, there are three major ways of handling it properly. I have given number one, and I'm going to repeat it again so that you can get it very clear. Because if you get it very clear from this broadcast, it will be easy for you to address your root. Number one is true confession of the sin and iniquity of your ancestor. True confession of the sin and iniquity of your ancestors. For you to get it very clear, you need to open to Daniel chapter 9. When you open to Daniel chapter 9, you will see how Daniel understood this by books. You will see what Daniel did. Daniel has to go and stand in gap of their ancestors and confess the sins of their ancestors. Daniel confessed the sins of their ancestors. Daniel's confession was on behalf of the people. He confessed all the sins that the people has already done. The Bible says in the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, he made this by descent, who made rulers of Babylon king. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scripture, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem will last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth. It's going to last for 70 years, but 70 years has passed and they are still in captivity. So he has to go to the Lord and confess the sin of his people, because he realized that if he doesn't confess the sin of his people, he may not be free also. And the promises of God may not come to pass. When God has given you promises, when God has said something will happen, and you notice that that thing is not coming to pass, you have to quickly know, and you are quickly have to visit the root of that foundation. Daniel noticed that in the book and through the scripture, it has been written that they are going to be in that captivity for 70 years. But he noticed now that 70 years that passed, many things had happened. But why are they still in this captivity? He has to go to the Lord and perform the right thing to do. That is what I want you to also do. You must go and confess the sin and the iniquity of your father's house. How do you confess the sin? You have to list them out. Look at your family. Look at your ancestor. What are the sins and the iniquity? Sin and iniquity. Sin is a transgression of the law of God. Iniquity is when a sin is being repeated in a family line and it has become a weakness in that family line. It has become an iniquity. There's something we call family iniquity. Family iniquity will always make everybody in that family to follow the same sin. And they will not be able to, you know, there's no capacity or strength for them to overcome it. Because that iniquity has bent everybody to follow the same route. And that is why we have to cry unto the Lord. Beloved, when you want to address iniquity, the first thing you need to do is to allow the Holy Spirit to bring to your remembrance the sin and iniquity of your parents and your forefathers. And you begin to confess them one by one. You write them down and begin to confess them one by one. You start from your great-grandfather, grandmother, and you pray that God should forgive them. Number two steps is that you must personally forgive your forefathers of their iniquity. You have to say, Lord, I also forgive them because their iniquity and their sin had affected me. You have to do that. And the third step, you have to ask the Lord to specifically forgive the sins and iniquity of your ancestors. Then you confess also, that is step number four, you confess your participation in iniquity of your family tree. You are not exempted because in the loins of your father you were. So therefore, the Bible says Levi paid tithe in the loin of his father. So you must know that the Bible says Abraham paid tithe. You know, you must understand that one, that Abraham was paying tithe, and as he was paying tithe, Levi was inside the Abraham. You must understand this mystery. The step you must do, you must follow, is what I have given to you. The fifth step, you have to ask the Lord to forgive you and to cleanse you. Then you submit yourself unto the Lord and pray that the blood of Jesus will wipe away the sin and iniquity. As we are doing that, the legal ground that the enemy has over your family shall be broken. Then you can begin to move forward. That is the first step that you must operate on. Next step is what I'm going to start with you tomorrow. Don't forget, God is going to help you and is going to help me as we go through these steps one by one in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to confess the sin of your fathers now. Confess the sin of iniquity of your father. Lord, I confess all the sin of idolatry that my father, my grandfather practiced. Lord, I confess all the sin of polygamy that my great-grandfather practiced. Lord, I confess all the sin of selling slave and maltreatment of slave, maltreatment of orphan, maltreatment of the widow, all the sin of shedding innocent blood, all the sin of adultery. Lord, I confess. Oh, forgive, Lord. Oh, forgive, Lord. Oh, forgive, Lord. You mention all their sins and begin to cry unto the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to deliver you now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You can bring out your mantle now, your water or oil. Lord, we thank you for this point of contact. We thank you for this fit material. Let this mantle carry your power. Let this mantle be mixed with the blood of Jesus. Let this mantle become an instrument of deliverance and healing. Let this mantle carry the power and the grace of God. In Jesus' name we pray. The oil be mixed with the blood of Jesus. The water be mixed with the blood of Jesus. I decree that this oil shall become a divine medication, shall become an instrument of signs and wonders. Instantly, this oil and this water shall become an instrument of healing, an instrument of deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Put the mantle on your head or any part of your body that you know is not functioning very well, or any part of your body you have sickness, and drink this oil and pray this prayer that we are going to pray now. Say, iniquity of my father's house be wiped off by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. The iniquity of my father's house be wiped off by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Iniquity of my father's house be wiped off, be wiped off, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Iniquity of my father's house be wiped off by the blood of Jesus, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Iniquity of my father's house be wiped off by the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. Praise the ancestral spiritual padlock